just started in the shul, learning about the Baal Shem Tov and other tzaddikim as we go on. And we're still learning about the life and legacy of the Baal Shem Tov. And tonight we're finishing up his life, and we're going to go through some important Torahs of his next week. But for this Shabbos, I wanted to share an amazing yisod from the Baal Shem Tov, a principle that he had passed on to his Talmidim, and is a extremely, extremely fundamental yisod in Chassidus, in Yiddishkeit. And it's brought down in the Tver Shlomo, Shlomo HaKohen Rividomsk. And the Tver Shlomo is going in the pasuk of Tikach Rivka's big day Esav, Bana, and Rivka took the clothing of her son Esav, Bana HaGadol, her older son, HaChamudos, that were very pleasant, the Tilbash is Yaakov Bana HaKatan, and had placed them upon Yaakov, her younger son. And of course, the pshat is, she was trying to disguise Yaakov as Esav, so Yitzchak wouldn't know. Hinei bazeh mora lanu, this idea teaches us, derech avodah l'Hashem Yisbarach, the way to serve Hashem, kasher hekdamnu la'el, like he spoke in other contexts. And it says that the Eitzah and the Chona, the advice that was being given of the Derech HaVodah, is based on the Baal Shem Tov, but he writes in a different place. It says in Parshas Truma, Me'ez kol ish asher yedvenu libo, each person should yedvenu libo lashon nedava, to dedicate his lev, his heart, tikhu es chumasi, to take my chuma. Haynu, that means shekol adam tzarech lashis eitzas benafsho, a person should seek counsel about himself, lahafoch, lasas midos tovos, to find the nidvas libo, to find some dedication of the heart, to search from midos, to search for midos tovos, mikol asher yedvenu libo, from all that which is in his heart, he should seek out the midos tovos, all of them, me'ataivos achitzonios, from the outward taiva that's drawing us to do things we shouldn't be doing, and looking at things we shouldn't be looking at, umidos rows and behavior patterns that we already have built into our system, asher hirgul bahem, that we've already been accustomed to. So mehem, from these different taivas that we have within, from without, that are pulling us to places we shouldn't be going and doing. So from all of these, mehem, from these taivos, yikach derech la'avodas habore baruchu, you should take from them a path to serve Hashem. But also cheshek, with that very taiva, that very desire, uba'oso taiva b'yeser seis, to take those midos ros and to rechannel it, to refocus it to derech avoda. That's the idea here. From kol yedvenu libo, all the kochas we have in the lev, even the bad kochas, use them for good. Like the Gemara famously tells us that a person who has a anger management problem, he should take it out in performing a mitzvah of milah and shechita. Use it and channel it towards the good, towards the derech avoda. Ubezeh perashi beparshas tzitzis, that's what I explained in parshas tzitzis, v'lo sasur acharei levavchem, don't follow your heart, your desires, asher tem zonim acharem, that you find to be zonim, that you find to be drawn to things you shouldn't be doing, l'man tizkiru v'asitem, in order that you should remember and do. What does this mean? Perish shelo yipol lev adam, a person shouldn't fall and be depressed. Biroso hasteis hayetzer chas v'shalom l'taivos rose. A person should never be miyayis chas v'shalom. A person should never give up that, why am I in a situation where the taiva is so strong? Lo yiksh be'enov lama asa keina bar baruch hu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this situation? Give me such an addiction. L'hachnis ha'adam ba'olam hazeh b'avod ha'kasher kazeh, to put me in such a situation. It's not fair, my situation versus that guy's situation. I have an unfair life. Now, I'm in no position to judge anyone. No one could judge anyone what they're going through. But at least some level of chizik the Baal Shem Tov gives us. We should never judge others. They should never judge themselves. People have a hard life sometimes, and hard struggles and nisyonos and tests. But don't say to Hashem that, why'd you put me in this situation? Ki b'emes hu l'tovas adam. It's hard to see, and it's hard to tell people this also. But as a tzibur, you can mention this, and hopefully people will get chizik. I'm not attacking or targeting anyone. But every single test, every single tzara a person experiences, it's letovas adam, it's for your own benefit. Ki mimenu, from that taiva nikach lavod habore baruch hu. Ba'ozo cheshek, ba'ozo taiva. From that very yetzara that is pulling you to do things you shouldn't be doing, you could use it. Now, it's not easy, but you could use it. You could rechannel it to the tov. And that's what it means, lo sasuru, don't turn away, asher atem zonim acharim, that you hate, your zonim acharim, you despise the fact that you're in this situation. Don't do that. Don't despise it. Don't crush the taiva. Kilman tizkiru vasisim es kol mitzvosai. Rather, use it for the good. A person has a certain passion for something, the passion, let's just say, passion for memorizing statistics in baseball. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just giving an example of using it for something that might be holier. You have a great memory to remember statistics. So take that memory and use it for remembering Dapim of Gemara, Halachas of Shulchan Aruch, for Mishnah Berurah. A person has a certain passion to go do an Aveira, run to do an Aveira. Use that same energy and do to run to a Shir, run to do a Mitzvah. Because from that, Ki mimenu nilmar lasos a mitzvah b'cheshek nimratz. From that, you could apply that same taiva and strength and energy to do something good. And that's what's being hinted out here from Rivka. Vatikach Rivka is Big Day Esav. She took the Begadim Esav HaChamudos. Chamudos is Lashon of Taivos Chamudos, his desires. Rose, she took all the desires of Esav, and Vatilba Shiz Yaakov Bunakotan, and gave that energy to Yaakov. Heima Sadikim Shem Katanim. Tzadik Zakotan. He's humble, he's small. And Umora Arosham Lagashis El HaKodesh. Use those energies. Learn from your brother Esav how to take passion and energy, but use it for good, for Kedusha. Take the taivas of this world and take it and apply it to the cheshek of avodas habore. And that's also what happened with Yaakov Avinu. Vayignov Yaakov is lev lavan harami. He stole the heart of Arami. What does that mean? He thought Yaakov was going to learn from him. He did learn from him. But he learned from him how to take an energy and passion, and Yaakov took it for the good. And so the lesson, of course, is that we should take, all of us have struggles, all of us have certain netiyos to do things where you're not supposed to be doing and saying and looking at. We should take those kochos, that energy, and apply it for good. And through that, we should have a complete slicha mechila, all of us, and we should be zocha to the gula shema v'amitas meheri aminu. Amen.